With a new Czech government finally in office, the focus has moved from the country's political crisis to key foreign policy issues. In the coming months, the Czech leadership will have to decide whether to host a U.S. radar base, react to moves to revive the EU constitution, and start preparing for the country's EU presidency in 2009. The government's foreign policy team is now bigger than ever, and on Tuesday, President Klaus invited three government ministers to Prague Castle for some foreign policy fine-tuning. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
After 8 years of left-wing administration, the Czech Republic has a centre-right government. Changes are expected on many fronts, but according to the new foreign minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, the change of guard should not significantly affect the country's foreign policy.
I will go on with the priorities already existing. Euro-Atlantic, European neighbourship policy, trying to build up the best relations with our neighbours, cooperation with the United States on one side and inside the European Union.
The outcome of Tuesday's meeting at Prague Castle seemed to confirm the foreign minister's words. Its participants, President Klaus, Prime Minister Topolánek, Deputy Prime Minister for European Affairs Alexander Vondra and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, all said there were no significant differences between them on key foreign policy issues. However, Petr Drulák from the Prague Institute for Foreign Affairs says that at no point in the past has Czech foreign policy been moulded by so many diverse politicians, and that coordinating their stance might present a problem.
I think it will be quite difficult for all these players to represent a coherent whole. I think it's quite encouraging that they met yesterday at Prague Castle and argued that there are no substantial differences between them. I understand it as a future commitment to a more coherent Czech foreign policy than we used to have in the past. But still, of course, one sees an inherent tension between the foreign ministry and the president, and possibly also between the president and the prime minister.
What about the country's foreign policy in view of its membership in the EU and its transatlantic ties? Could there be any discord there?
Well, so far we tried to have what I would call an internationalist foreign policy, paying an equal attention to both transatlantic relations, our relations with Washington, and our European relations, relations with Brussels and our key European allies. Quite frankly, I cannot imagine that this government would like to shift this. That's a sort of a long-term continuity in the Czech foreign policy. And even though the main party in the current government is more Atlanticist than in the previous government, its junior partners are actually quite Europe-oriented as well. So what are my expectations is that we will continue in this internationalist orientation.
But will the Czech Republic be able to maintain this balance? Because we've already heard some criticism from the EU that the Czech Republic is seriously considering hosting a U.S. missile defense base on its territory.
Well, I think that in case Czech Republic decided to host such a base, it would be to no detriment to any commitments within the European Union. We know that many EU members have actually much larger American bases on the territory, so I actually do not see as a clash with our EU commitments.
One of the Czech Republic's biggest makers, Petr Drulák of the Prague Institute for Foreign Affairs, ending that report by Daniela Lazareva.